an interesting choice for a reading. The first one, the dedication of Mary Major. I think underlying it is the notion that what we build with matter won't last. But God has a plan for matter that is eternal. And there will be a new heaven and a new earth. And in a very mysterious way, God will be giving himself to this new earth and this new heaven. In other words, the matter in which we live, the matter that becomes the body and blood of Christ, the matter of our bodies, the matter of the trees, is very important to God. He has an eternal plan for it. And that's why the prophet saw a new heaven and a new earth. But it's new, not like the other one was scrapped and start all over again. It's new because it's transformed. If you look, if I thought ahead of time, St. Thomas has four books called the Summa Contra Gentiles. He wrote it as a handbook for his Dominican friar brethren who were going over to dialogue and argue with the Muslims. And so, different than his other writings, it starts with arguments from reason and then shows consonance with faith. The last lines, you wouldn't think he were, if you don't know St. Thomas very well anyway, you wouldn't think. He talks about the glory of God suffusing all matter and making it glorious and beautiful forever and ever. Amen. It's important, I think, that we understand that about God. He is pure spirit. That's fine. But he made matter, and he cares about matter, mostly because we are matter. We're right there, you see, between the angels and the cows. You see? And there we are. And God cherishes that. One of the great temptations in our life is to try to be angels, and it doesn't work. So usually then we sink to the other level and become a cow. And this exalting of Mary. The story about this church, by the way, the feast used to be called Our Lady of the Snows. It's August, okay? And it's Rome. Everybody gets out of Rome in August because it's so hot. And the story is that one morning they woke up, and right on the spot where the church is now was the whole plan for the church done in snow. Which would be quite remarkable in Rome, you see, at this point. But to return to our text, you see, there's a holy city, a new Jerusalem. Now, what would that be? You see how our words, even the biblical words, are inadequate. But a new place for human beings to dwell. In their glorified bodies, God was not going to let sin ruin his creation. Now, it was to save us that the Lord died. But to save us means to save our bodies, our relationships, our joys, our friends, our family. St. Thomas, my buddy, also, this just occurs to me when I'm talking. He says the question, are friends necessary for beatitude? And he said, well, if you consider the essence of beatitude, of course, it's union forever with the Trinity. And we were made for that from all eternity. That was God's plan. So, we don't need it for the essential of beatitude. But for the fullness of beatitude, we do. It's amazing, isn't it? So you see, the person who tries to live in community ignoring everybody else is going to be surprised in heaven. You see, there's people there. And they have bodies. And the world is going to be there. What shape? I don't know. But it's quite beautiful, you see. Behold, God's dwelling is with men, of course, in the new post-feminism world, with the human race. That's okay. He will dwell with them and they will be his people. God himself will always be with them as their God. He will wipe every tear from their eye. Now, and there'll be no more death or mourning or wailing or pain. All of that has passed away. So new means transformed. It doesn't mean destroyed and something else happened. That wouldn't be a new heaven. To be a new heaven, you got to take the old one and change it. You see, in a new earth. You see? Behold, I make all things new. I make all things. Now, why do you think on this Feast of Our Lady of the Snows, or the Basilica of Dedication, why was this picked as a reading? I think, if you look at all these texts today, they all consecrate humanity. Our problem, you see, is we have such a low view of humanity that we think, you know, that sinning and all that, that's just human. No, that's inhuman. That's not human. You see? To be beautiful, transformed, love God with your whole heart and soul, love everybody with your whole heart and soul, that's human. And there has to be a world for that. And that's heaven. We're kept alive by this incredibly beatifying presence of the very Blessed Trinity in the depth of our spirit. But our bodies are kept alive. It's a new world, huh? I think the reason why is the first step in consecrating matter is the death and resurrection of Jesus. He died like we died. But he rose. His humanity has already been divinized. But we should look, you see, that God is that delicate. So I say, he's pure spirit, but we're not. And to provide for our happiness, our whole being is transformed, the whole surroundings are transformed, and we live in a city. We live with how many millions and billions of people? And just think, then we have to quit, I'm sure. You know, in the community when it's at its best, it's a great place to be. People are nice, you know. Or you get out there in the pro-life thing. We were there last night, and I was looking at the faces. There is something about those faces. They believe in God. They believe in Jesus Christ. And they're there to testify to the beauty and importance of human life. And they're moved. I wouldn't say we were all seats there last night, you know, but it was, so I was looking at the crowd, I thought, there's something about these faces, you know. And then you think, all transformed? Never another argument? Everybody love me and I love everybody? But that's only human. That's the newness of humanity. So we can't do much about transforming our bodies. We can lose weight, but I mean, or gain weight, but we can't do much else. But we can do a lot about our relationships. So we start to have here an idea. Now here it costs to die to self, forgive everybody, put up with foibles, all that misunderstandings. That's a lot of work. But the result is a foretaste of heaven.